does this general dependence, because we see that the this 4 actually is really the square root of n, where n is the grain size. So we see this degradation, the t-com square root of grid size times t-float. And this, the fact that this only depends on parameters of the computer, which is calculating this for the part of the problem is why you get scaling. You see here that this only depends on square root of n, where little n is the so-called grain size, the number of points stored in each processor. T-com is the processor, the processor communication time. T-float is the processor compute time. So that means if I build a system which has 100 times as many processors, the degradation is still 1 plus t com over root n t float, and so the speed up is still affected by the same factor. So this dependence is the fundamental reason why parallel computing works, if you like. It's that the degradation due to the overhead doesn't have any terrible numbers that if you multiply, if you increase the size of the system, the performance does something terrible. It just always gets multiplied by a universal constant. So these comments are correct for so-called scaled speedup. Scaled speedup corresponds to keeping little n, the grain size, the same. When you do scaled speedup, you take a problem, and then if you multiply the number of processors by 100, you multiply the problem size by 100, so the grain size is the same. Now that's actually very natural, because I pointed out in the real world, you do not tend to keep the, when you have a big problem, you put more people on it. Or so in the computer world, when you have a big problem, you put more computers on it, or if you have a lot of computers, you put a larger problem on it. Scale speedup, in fact, is very natural. So this, in some sense, the fact that this which wasn't really realized for a while, explains why parallel computing works. And it's also true that many people make comments that, we should be very worried. We're just going up from to these 10,000 processors and the new DOE machines being installed in Sandia and then in Livermore. But it's quite obvious that they will work because of this argument here, because this will turn out to be although the details will depend on the application, the fact that the degradation for the scaled speed-up case, which is when you do large problems with large machines, only depends on local parameters, means this issue of the size of the machine is sort of a bit of a red herring. Basically the size of the machine is relatively unimportant. It is not, most normal algorithms do not see any dramatic impact on the size of the machine as long as you do this scaling.